דף קוחס עמד בית בי דמישנה המגרש אס האישו והחזירו a person gave a get to his wife and then he remarried her and then he died ותרס ליובום so the יובום is permitted to be מייבם her ורבי אלוזו אויסו Rabbi Lazar Asos. We'll come to Rashi, the first Rashi when we learn the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar Oyser, before the Shtayma B'Gemara. V'chein ha-megarish as-ha-yisoyme v'hichzira mutaris li-yovo. As before we're speaking about a G'doylo, now we're speaking about a K'tane. It was megarish ha-yisoyme v'hichzira And then he died, is Muteres Liyabim. Rabbi Lazar Oysa, Rabbi Lazar Asas, Ktano Shehisiyo Oviyo, a Ktano that the father married her off, Vinizgarisho, and then she became Giget, Ki Yisayme Bechayei Ho'o, so now she has a din of a Yisayme Bechayei Ho'o. That means that the father made Nisuin. The first Nisuin is Nisuin Deraisa. And then she became Giget. So now the father does not have a koyach anymore to marry her off. Minatere. Is ki yisoyme b'chayei ha'or. Kehech zero. And he went and he remarried her to someone else. Divrei hakel asura liyorum. So everyone holds, before we had a machlokes, a megarish as a isha vehechzira, between Rabbi Lozon and the Tanakame, if she's mutter or osa to the yovam. But in this case, if the father married her off the first time and then he remarried her, ivrei hakel asura le yovam. Then the yovam is zichana permitted to marry her, to mimiyavam her. Reina Megarish HaYisayme, so Rashi says, Ktano SheYisiyuo Imo VaAcher, VeHechziro, and then they remarried her, she got a get, and then they remarried her. Bein BeKatnuso, Bein BeGadluso, BeGadluso, remember some of she married herself, or Muteres Liyovim, Kedi Omar Demise Mapeles, ובשעס מיסה אויסו אישתוי. בשעס מיסה she was his wife, so the previous get will not be מקלקל. קטנו שהסיעו אוויו ונסגרשו בקטנוסו, וקיבל אוויו גיטו, and her father was מקבל the get, he took the get, Kidioma bepeik naresh and ispatso umekabel as gito. Now, this is bechlala bekhidish, but the father can be mekabel haget, because there's a starke svara to say that the only time a father can be mekabel the get of his daughter is kozman she's bershusoy. But here we're speaking about that there was Nisuin already, and with the Nisuin she went out of his rishus. And the Bach brings down a Rashi, that Rashi says, Eicha denise shuv ein loha ov schus bo af lekabel es gito. That what the yad ovio is ki yad bitoi, that Tavke Kozman, she's in his rishus, so his yad is like her yad. That's, but Rashi went out of his rishus, so how can he be mekabel again? About Kaponim, Rashi here says that he was mekabel again. Harei hi ki yisoyme b'chayei ha'ot. So now, she's like a yisoyme b'chayei ha'ot. She'af al pi she'avio chayu, even though the father is still alive, hi ki yisoyme le'inyin kedushin. The shuv ain leikoyach lekabel kedusha. Now he can't be mekabel hakedushin anymore. כדיום ההוסם, אם מי שהסיעו, אין להביאו רישוס בו. After the father makes nisuin, and she goes out of the father's rishus, so he can't marry her anymore. So that's the tight she's saying b'chayayov, that means even the father's alive, but doesn't have, just like by Yisayma, there's no one that can marry her off, minatayre. So even the father's alive, also no one can marry off minatayre. Ve'achzira b'katnusa, and now he remarried her, asura liyobo. Imeis b'katnusa. Now the father remarried her, and now the second husband died. Or the same husband died. But I'm sorry, the same husband died. Ve'achzira b'katnusa, asura liyobo. So she's also to the yobo, imeis b'katnusa. Va'afilu l'rabbonon. The Rabbonon before said that if a person gives a get to his wife, so the halacha is that if he remarries her, she falls liyibum. But in this case, if the father remarried her and the husband died, so now you can't be miyabim her. So Rashi explains why not. The Geirishin Gemur. The get that he gave after the first Ishus, after the first Nesuyin Deraise, that's a get. Ve'en Chazorosa Chazora Gemure. And that what he remarried her is not a Chazore, it's not called a Chazor Gemure. The Kiddusha Ktano Eina Klum. The kedushin that he married the ketana is nothing. Hoyel upokas chus ov. Since the chus of the ov was nifka, after the nisuin, he ain lo yad, and she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel kedushin. Vahav yelo ke grushe v'imedes. So she's like a grushe v'imedes. Now, this Lashon of Rashi is very interesting. And before we elaborate on the Lashon of Rashi, I'd like to say over what the Meiri says, how the Meiri explains the halacha of this Mishnah. The Meiri says, V'rei midas grushas ach shebo Merube al mitzvah yibu. That means like this. L'chayre, when we would learn Pshat in the Mishnah, we have a case as follows. That the father married her to Reuven, Kedushin Deraisa, then they made Nisuin. Then Reuven gave her a get. So she is now, to the Yovam, Grushus Ochiv Minatayr. Now, they remarried her. So, L'chayre, now we're speaking about Kedushin D'Rabbonon. It's a Yesoyme B'chayehov. And now the husband died. So, we have a case that an Isha is Minatoyre, she's Grushes Ochiv. Mi D'Rabbonon, she's Eishes Ochiv. So, how do you solve such a situation? So L'chayre, you say as follows, that Midarabonon is a chiv chalitza. I mean, she's his wife, Midarabonon. Yibum you can't make. Midarabonon, she's not an elva because she's his wife. Yibum you can't make because Minatayre, she's an elva. Is chalitzas v'loy misyabemes. And that's pshat in the Meiri, and that's me other chaynim also say this lomdus. That means Remidas Grushes Ochshebo Meruba Mitzvah Yibum. There's a mitzvah of Yibum Midarabonon. There's a mitzvah, she's an Erve Diyarais. So it's Chelatzes V'loi Mishyabemes. Rashi does not say this. Rashi says different words in Gansu. Rashi says the Kedushe Ketana Eino Klum, it's nothing. Hoyulopokas Chusov V'hiyein Loyat. The Loshon of Rashi Rashi seems to be saying, she's not married, period. That's what Rashi says, Kedusha Ketana Eina Klum. So she's Grusha Sochiv, so you'll ask a reason why there's no Dinyibum. What do you mean there's no Dinyibum? She's a Grusha Sochiv, that's what she is. She never remarried again. She never remarried. So I found Baruch Hashem, the Ritva in the beginning of Perik Beishamai brings down this Rashi, and he brings a raya from this Rashi we had mentioned at the beginning of Perik Beishamai, that we had a raya from another Rashi, that Rashi Shita is that a Yesoime Bechaye Yavio, that Chazalbo Mesakin, that a Yesoime, the mother can marry her off, the brothers can marry her off. By a Yesoime Bechaye Yavio, we have the same aloche, the mother and the brothers can marry her off, but the father cannot marry her off. They never gave Bechlal, they never Mumasakin Kedushin Darabonam, that the father should be able to marry her off. So Memela, so Rashi is Meiridik. So Rashi says that, she's a Grusha Gemura, she's Grusha Sochi, Vein Chazoroso Chazor Gemura, the Kedushin Ketana Einei Klum. It's nothing. He doesn't have any schus on her anymore in that Torah. But he ain't loyat. Avolaki grusha b'yemedes. Now, the loshin that Rashi says, b'ein chazoroso chazora gemuro, is b'emitzin is a loshin of the Baraisa later, and this loshin is taka bissel modna according to Rashi. But shad v'ein chazoroso chazora, it's a loshon of Baraisa, v'ein chazoroso chazora gemura. So what do you mean, ein chazoroso chazora gemura? The father can't be mekadosh or afilo midarabonon, so it's not ein chazoroso chazora gemura. So the Ritva and Daf Kuv Zayin asks on Rashi, he says, here it would seem that it is kedushin darabonon, but fakir. It's a Aishis Grushis Ochiv Minatayre. It's his wife Midarabonon. So therefore, it's Asur Liyavim. He's not allowed to be Miyavim. But, you're not allowed to be Miyavim, but it's a Din Chalitza. Lachayre, according to Rashi, there shouldn't be a Din Chalitza. And, Asura Leyovam, Ein Chazorosa Chazor Gemur, I mean, the next one, the Ritva asks, this is Luchay Rakash and Rashi. But Luchay, according to Rashi, there shouldn't be a Din Chalitz either, because there was no issues whatsoever. The father's not prepared to marry her off. Afilo Midarabona. Omar Eife, my time the Rabbi Eloso. Now, we had the first halacha in the Mishnah was that a husband gave his wife a get, and then he remarried her. So Rabbi Lozo says you cannot be miyabma. Amar eife, my time at Rabbi Lozo. Hoyil v'omda olov sho'achas bi'isuro. Since it was Omda Olov Sha'achas Bi'isure, so therefore, he's not permitted to be Miyabmo. So what does Rashi say? Eifo Shem Chochem Sha'achas Bi'isa Grushas Ochiv Shehi Bekoris. She was once also as Grushas Ochiv. Now let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi said, "Amagarish haseisha berzira muteres liyom." That's the Tanakame. V'loy amrina. We don't say nesuim orishoinim mapilim liyovo yevom mapilim yevom lefnayovo. We don't say that the nesuim rishoinim was mapil the yevom lefnayovo. V'reinesru olav oisin nesuim. And that Nisuyin became also Bishasha Girsha Ochiv, Avulay Grushas Ochiv.
So Rashi says like this, the Chachomim hold, you don't say Nisuim Rishoinim Apilim. So Memele, so the whole Nefila Liyibum is Bishas Mises Sa'och. So that Nefila occurs by the second Ishus, the second time he remarried her. So when he dies, there's a Nefila Liyibum, and she falls Liyibum. Rabbi Lozer holds, Nisuim HaRishoinim Mapilim Yivom Alifnei Yovom, that the first Nisuim is Mapil HaLiyibum, before he died. And she became also when he gave her a get. And that is what Eifa said now. Eifa said, so Poshit, Pshat, and the Gemara is not understanding too well. L'chayre, we would say as follows. We would say we know there's a klal that if an Isha fell the Yibum, and Bishas Nefilo, let's say she was an Elva, she was an Achais Isha. And later, her sister dies, so now she's Mutter to the Yobo. So we have a halacha, kol yevoma she'ein ani kairi bo b'shas nefila yevoma yovo yola, harei keshesach shesh leibonim v'asura. So that means even though now she's no more an elva, now she's no more an achesisha, but since b'shas nefila, she was an elva, so she remains also loylam. That's the halacha of Nesra. So we're acquainted with this halacha by Misa Mapelas, that when the husband dies, if she's an Erve, so we say even though later she became Ois Erve, she remains also. Now, Poshet we learn Shat, that's if you hold Misa Mapelas. If you hold the Suim Rishoinim Apilim, so Memela, the first time she married, the first time she married her husband, so there's Nisuim Rishainim Apilim, there's an Afila Mishas HaNisuim. And then he gave her a get, so it was Osra Olov, Onda Olov Sha'achas B'Yisura. She remained also, she was also then. There was an Afila. And then when he gave her a get, she remained also. So even though he remarried her, she's still also. That's how we would learn Poshe Pshat in our Gemara. He says, the Din Nesra occurs, B'shas Nefila, and Rach Nefila. So here there was a Nesra, here was Nesra, but when, that there was a nefila bishas nisuin, and when he gives her a get, is on the olav sha'achas b'iso. That's what Rashi says, v'reinesru olav. Now, I'd just like to mention there's a teisvis on the aflamed amadalot. And we'll just learn what's negei alonu, that Taisvis daf lamed omad aleph clears such a shaila. If you hold nesuim rishonim mapilim, so Taisvis clears such a shaila. You had two brothers, you had Reuven and Shimon, and the two brothers were married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Rochel, and Shimon was married to Leah. And we hold Nisuim Rishayinim Apilim. So when Reuven was married to Rochel, to Shimon, she's Achais Ishtoi, because Shimon is married to her sister Leah. Now, later, Leah died. Reuven is still alive. Leah died. And now Reuven dies. So Taisvis had a shaila. So what is the din with Rochel? If you hold Nesuim Rishonim Apilim, So is Shimon permitted or is Shimon also to be Miyabn Rochel? That's Taisvus Hashayla. In Sum Rishayne Mapila. So let's just see the last four lines of Taisvus Dibur Maslo Venesro. That was Taisvus Kashin the Sugya. So Taisvus says, Avul Kan, Mishum Nisuin Mapilim, Loinech Shavno Kiilu Noflo Bechaye Ishtoi. Even though we hold Nisui Mapilim, we will not be Mechashiv Kiilu Noflo Bechaye Ishtoi, like Rochel fell to Shimon when Leah was alive. V'yotzo mimenu boise shom mishamachis isha, and then there was yotzo mimenu, and there's a din nesra. Taisa says, I won't say nesra. Even the whole nesrim rishonim apilim, I won't say nesra. Now, let us just say over how the Briskei Rav says pshat in these words of Taisa. So the Briskei Rav says, the halacha of nesra, Chazal tell us, when Chazal, this is on the Aflamet, so here we have the halacha of Nesro. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Kol Yevome, She'ein Ani Koyrei Bo, B'Shas Nefile, Yevome Yove Yoleho, Herei Yikei Shesach Sheyesh Labonim Basura. This is the Mekor of Nesro. Now, how was this halacha of Nesro explained? If Einani Kairibo Bishas Nefila Yevome Yoveyoleo, if there can't be Yevome Yoveyoleo, Harei Keshisach Shesh Lebonim. So if it was not able to be Niskayim Yevome Yoveyoleo, then there's a Din Nesro. So the Briskei Rav says, so Taisvus says, Bishas Rochel was married to Reuven, and Leah was married to Shimon. Was there a Yevome Yoveyoleo? He can hold Nisuim Rishayim Apilim, but there was no Yevome Yoveyoleo. The mitzvah of Yevome Yoveyoleo Azicha Chal B'Shas Misa. It could be there's a din Nisuim Rishayim Apilim, whatever that means, but it does not mean that B'Shas Nisuim there's a din of Yevome Yoveyoleo. The din of Nesro is totally in the Aloch of Yevome Yoveyoleo. So Memeila Sotaisvis says that if Bechaye Reuven Leah died, so you can't say Nesro, you can't say that there was an Nefila and she was taken out, because Nesro is telling Yevome Yoveyoleo. And Yevome Yoveyoleo is not B'Shas Nesuim Rishayim. So therefore there's no Din Nesro. So when we learn Daf Lamed, we accept this, and that's the halacha. Nesro is only dependent and the din of Nesro is chal davke when there's a din of Yevome Yoveyoleo. But now when we come to Ktav Kuftes, it's Olam Choshech Badeinu. Here we're talking about that an Isha married Reuven, and Reuven gave her a get, and then Reuven remarried her. So the Gemara says, if you hold Nisuim Rishayim Apilim, so Rashi says, "Hay Nesro Olam b'shashe gil shochev." She became Nesro when he gives her a get. She became Nesro. So therefore, even though he remarried her again, so he can't be miyabma. So here we see this adin Nesro, well, there's nothing. Taisus is speaking about b'shashe's married to Reuven. There's nesuim rishayim apilim, whatever that means. Va'afal pikin, that doesn't create a nesra. And here we're speaking about that when did she become also after the nesuim? When he gave her a get, now there's a din nesra of your nesuim rishayim apilim. So this is a shrek. The Ashresh Yaakov and Aflamed asks the kasha. And he says, it's abachloikas asugyas, there's different mandiyomrim. Al-Kochach, the man Yom HaDotaisis is going according to did not learn Pshat of Nesro, because there's no din of Nesro. I saw in the Shurim of Rav Shmuel, he fa'emphals this kasha, but we won't understand the oimek hadvarim, aber al kaponim, dach sich mir a gemore speaking about one inyan, and the gemore and the aflamed and taisen the aflamed is speaking about another inyan. The gemore da aflamed that speaks about Nesro, let it just be medayik the loshen ha gemore. Kol yevoma, she'inani koiri bo b'shas nefila yevoma yovila, every yevoma, that there's b'shas nefila, there's no mitzvah of Yevome Yovialeho, Harei Hi Keishas Achshe Yesh Labonim Basura. So this halach is telling us, a Yevome Bishas, the mitzvah of Yevome Yovialeho should be Chal. If it's not Chal because she's an Erve, so she remains Osa, a fellow lady, she becomes a Selva. The Din Nesra is going on the Yevome. If we look, we medayik from the lashon of Rashi by us, Rashi says, "V'loy amrina nisuyim orishoinim mapilim yevoma lifnei yovo." I don't say nisuyim rishoinim mapilim. V'reinesru olav oison nisuyim bishor shegir sheochiv v'hav yolei grushes ochiv. Rashi is speaking about a din nesra. Rashi doesn't say that the yevome becomes osa. Rashi says nesru olav oison nisuim. The nisuim is nesra. Rashi. So we see whatever the oimek hadvarim is, it's two different gemaras. Our gemara is speaking about the nisuim is nesra olav. And Taisis on the Aflamed and the Gemara of the Aflamed is speaking about that the Yevome becomes Nesra Olav. The Yevome only becomes Nesra Olav if Bishas, which only becomes Nesra Olav, Bishas, Mitzvahs Yevome Yovei Yolel, which is Lacha Misa. The Nesuim becomes Nesra Olav. This is a new dinning answer. Rav Shmuel says, this is the lashon of Rav Shmuel, and nesuim rishonim mapilim somehow means that the heter yibum, the mitzvah of yibum is lachem misosoi, but the heter yibum is the heter of to make yibum already originates b'shas the nesuim. B'shas the nesuim, the heter yibum is created. So now, when an isha gets married, so she's an eishes och. Now, what is matter the eishes och le yibum? B'shas nesuim, the nesuim gives the heter, the nesuim rishonim apilim, the heter has to originate from the nesuim. That means so that's considered as a ktsas nefila b'shas nesuim, because the heter yibum, which will be poil b'chal later, already starts by the nesuim. That's called nesuim rishonim apilim. Now that eishes och of the first issues, that eishes och of the first issues never ended up with giving a heter, because he gave her a get after that issues. So you have here an iser eishes och without something to be matter that eishes och. She got remarried again. She's not a mol eishes och. But the first eishes och, the first iser eishes och, without the nesuim rishonim being able to be matter that, so memele that eishes och is an eishes och without a heter. That is what reinesu all of ois in nesuim b'shor shegirsho. That means the nesuim, which should create a heter, these nesuim cannot create a heter for the eishes och, which was chal then. So memele, you have an eishes och without a heter. Something like that. I don't know exactly the oimek hadvarim, Roshan of Rav Shmuel is an nesuim apilim ein yochel lifel din nefila al nesuim ashniim shach agerishin. That means that you have to be mater now by shesoch of the nesuim shniim. Kivin shein loy shaykhis on nefila shalachsha. That nesuim is no shaykhis with this nefila. Machash agerishin ipsikur. If he's saying the same thing or a different thing, but al koponim, it would seem that we're speaking about even it's a different lashonis in Gansi. It's under the all of Sha'achas Bisura or Nesr of all of Ois in Nesuin Lechere. It is not what Tosfos is speaking about on Daf Lamed. Okay, let us go back to the Gemara. Omar Eifer, my time the Rabbi Loza. Again. What is the time of Rabbi Lozo? Rabbi Lozo said a person married an Isha, he gave her a get, he remarried her. Rabbi Lozo said, you're not allowed to be miyamah. Hoyil v'omda olav sha'achas b'isure, so l'choyre there's a Isha, so the Isha Soch doesn't become Uta, you have an Isha Isha Soch. Omru lei rabbonon le'efet, if that's the case, if there's an eishes och that doesn't become mutter, the nesuim rishonim can't be matter this eishes och. Ihochi chalitza nami leitaboy. Fine. I understand the long this. But then, according to Rabbi Lozo, there should not be a need for chalitza. V'chitayim ahochi nami. Maybe you say, Enochanami, according to Rabbi Loza, there's no chalitza. He's oyser, and then there's no chalitza either. Vahasanya, we learned Abaraisa, Bishum Rabbi Loza Omru Chaylatzes. Rabbi Loza said that in this case, that a person married an Isha, he gave her a get, and he remarried her, and Rabbi Loza is oyser, but he holds that there's a din chalitza. So according to you, there shouldn't be a din chalitza. Elo omar eifo rabbi lozo lo yedano my time. I don't know that. You're right. You're asking a merodike kasha. I don't know pshat. Rabbi lozo. Omar Abai. So Abai did not give up. He liked very much the shtik Torah of eifo. That Rabbi Lozo holds that Nesuim Rishayim Apilum, and therefore you can't be Miyam. But he said, but what's the Rabbi say? Why is Chaylatzes? I know time the Rabbi Lozo by the time the Rabbi Lozo Misafkilei. Imisim Apelis in Nesuim Rishayim Apilum. He did not know. Imisim Apelis if the whole Nefilah. And the whole hat of the Eishes Och originates Bishas Misa. So Memele, by the second Ishus, then Bishas Nefile, then the Eishes Och becomes Mutter. So the Eishes Och should become Mutter. In Isuim Rishoinim Apilim, so then the hat of the Eishes Och that was Chal should become Nitter then. So then it won't become Mutter, because it was Nisgarsha. Imisem apeles horom yekam eile yibum. Inisum rishoinem apilim horom da olov sha'achas beisa. So memele, so you don't have what to be matter the eishesoch. So Abaye said, Eifo Yolomdus is right, but that Rabbi Lozer is mesupik. Do you say, Nesuim Rishonim Mapilim, yes or no? Is Misafi can eat Chalitza. Rava Omar, Rava said, Lo'ilom Shite L'Rabbi Lozo the Misa Mapelos. No. Everyone holds Misa Mapelos. Say, Bezoy, if Misa Mapelos, so why does Rabbi Lozo say you cannot make Yibu? So, Umiu, Hakel Bekiyim Begerishin. When a husband gives a wife a get, everyone knows about it. Vein Hakel Bekiyim Bechazore. But not everyone knows that he remarried her. A get is, people talk about a get. He gave her a get. That what he remarried her, people, not everyone knows about it. He's Adarab, the Gemara says, what do you mean? People don't know that he remarried her? Adarab, Chazor, that he remarried her? Kivin the Yosve to say Islay Kola. What are you talking about? If a person remarries Anisha, she's with him, she's, so everyone's a Chenosi remarried her. What are you telling me? People know about the get, they don't know he remarried her. So the Gemara says, let's speak about a certain case. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Milo yaskino, da hadra ba'ulta. I'll tell you a story. Reuven married Rachel. They were married for 10 years. He gave her a get. Everyone knew about it. 10 years married, he gave her a get. Fine. Then Reuven goes and remarries Rachel at night, without a fanfare. Vishochiv, betzafre. And then he gets a heart attack, and then in the morning he dies. So who knew about the marriage? The get, everyone knew about this. At night, it's dark, no one knows he married her. So Mamela, so now, if you're going to be miyabim her, it's going to look very modern to the world. That means that we know Kloshe's Grusha Sochiv. We don't know that he remarried her again, and now the brother's going to marry Grusha's Ochiv, and it's Shalom al Yisrael, and the Rabbonin are making machois, and it's up. Zayskishpat Grusha's Ochiv is mutter. So therefore, the Rabbonin, that is the svar of Rabbi Lozo. So Rabbi Lozo was afraid that such a scenario might occur, and that people will know about the get, and people will not know about the chazore, and they'll think that the yovom, there's no the yibum over here, they'll think he's marrying Eishes Ochiv. So memele, so in order to avoid such a kilkel, they said you're not allowed to be miyab, you only give chalitz. What does he Rashi? Imisas bal mapeles liyibum oy koyach nisuim orishoinim. Bekiyim begeirishin hakol royim shegirish. Everyone knows about it. The geirishin kola is loy. Avol chazore les loy kola. The zimnin de kamahadolo beute beshochiv betzafre. Lechozi inshe bechazoroso v'omri zem yabn grushes ochiv. So the Gemara says, the Yosvi Tuso, so the Gemara says, Milo Yaskinan, Mileka Luk Minami Masnisim Bohochi, Dizimnin Da Bohochi, such a case. So Mela, we were Geisa. Some of my Chavus asked me a shtickle ha'ore, L'choire, the Gemara says, he remarried her at night. And then he died right away, and no one knows about the marriage. There's no koil. So does the Gemara mean he made nisuin that night, or he made erusin that night? Now, if he made nisuin that night, so lochere, you make nisuin, so you need 10 people for sheva brochas. The Gemara says in Ksubis, if you want to be mefarsim something, you do it b'fnei asar anoshim, that's a way of pirsim. So it's a bit modern that even though everything was at night, but there were 10 people b'bishas to shavuot making the suah. Unless the Gemara means the hadra b'ut, the Gemara means only made erusin that night. He didn't make nisuin, and or make nisuin in another 12 months v'shalchev b'tzafra. Then it's easier to understand. Rav Ashi Oma Haino Taima de Rabbi Lozo. Now Rav Ashi says a new time of Rabbi Lozo. Not this time. The Gozar Hani, these two cases, we have a case that a person married a Gedoyla. He get her and he remarried her. Which, if you hold Misa Mapelis, there's no problem. We have a second case, a person married a Ktane. He get her and he remarried her. There's also no problem. Rabbi Lozo was Geyser that these two cases you're not permitted to make Yibum, משום יסוימה בחיי האוב והחזירו. Because of a third case, what will be if the father married her off and when she was a ktana, and then he gave her a get? So now she's grushas ochiv min ha-toyre. Now the father remarried her. So afen shens noif and afilu will learn like the Rishonim Achelek and Rashi. So now she's married midarabono. She's a grushas ochiv min ha-toyre. So memela here, Yizicha not allowed to make Yibum. So we have here three cases of marrying, giving a get, and remarrying. The first two cases are Heter Gomel. The third case is a Nisa Deraisa for make Yibum. It's a grushas ochiv min ha-toyre. So memela, but all these cases look very similar. It's all, oh, he gave her a get, and he remarried her. You have to be a London to understand. There's a tremendous chilik between the first two cases and the third case. So Rabbi Loza was Geiza. Rabbi Loza says, if you'll be matter to be miyabim in the first two cases, you'll be miyabim in the third case also. And there, Rachmon and Litzlan, there is the Eishe Soch min ha-Teire. That is what Ravashi says. Ravashi, oh, mahayne time with Rabbi Loza, the Gozer, hani, Mishum Yesoime Bachaye Ha'ov, that there was Kedushim in HaTorah, and then there was Nesuin Beherziro, and then Moshe Sochinami Mistavre. And this is Taka Mistavre, that this is the Mesebshav. Midiktoni Seife, Ktano Shehisiyo Ovio, Vinizgarsho, Ki Yesoime Bachaye Ha'ov. It says in the Mishnah, Behzira divrei hakel, everyone holds shasur liyam. You're not allowed to be miyam. Here, everyone holds you're not allowed to be miyam. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Maila Maima, what are you telling me? Everyone holds you're not allowed to be miyam." Pshita, someone, I mean, you told me a chiddush. She's an eishes ochdi araisa, and so you told me everyone holds you're not allowed to be miyam of a shteitzer. Pshita, alalav hokamashmo. Time the Rabbi Lozo the Gozer Hanoch Mishum Hai. That means the Rabbi Lozo held that you were going to the first two cases or to this case, and they hold you weren't going to. But this case, everyone holds that she's also. That's pshat. Shmami no, it's a raya that's taki pshat. Tanya kevosei the Rabashi. Moidim chachomim l'rabolozo biktano sheisiyo ovio v'nizgarsho harei ki yisoyme b'chaye yover ziro shesuro liyovom mibnei shegerusheo gerushin gmurim ve'ein chazoroso chazori gmure. So then they're moide b'amed vorm amburim kshegirsho kshitano v'rziro kshitano, and he died when she was a ktana. Avol girsho kshihi ktano v'rziro kshihi gdoilo. So now there's a new nisuyin diaraisa which can be matad aishiso inami. Herziro kshihi ktano v'godlo etzloin, she grew up aim, and then they became kdushin diaraisa. Umeis, oi cheletzes, oi misyabemes. Mishum Rabbi Lezer, omu cheletzes, v'loi misyabemes. So we see klondes bereise, that is take the machloikes. Let us see Rashi. The gozer hanoch, kol muhzeres gozer, every case of an ishe that was geget and returned, the Mishnah says in such a case she's a grusha. Pshite, what's on the Mishnah? The hoyu vein lovir reshus bo vehiktano ein chazarosa chazor vehike grusha. It's a grusha. Alalochi tanya b'masnisen lashmin in the time of the kamaisa mishmo. This din was brought down in the Mishnah to tell us that that is the reason why the Chacham, why Rabbi Loza answered the previous cases of Muzeres. Ahmed Vamamur the Chacham in Moidim, Shegir Shokshi Ktano, Vikibulavio, Gita, Vikzir Okshi Ktano, Then Koyach Loilavio, Loilo, Lekach, Umeis Kshi Ktano, The Loi Boalo, Mishagodu, Tavibi, Mishagodla Kedusha. But if it was Kitsho Shiktano the second time, Ichziro Shiktano, but God would say, Omrinin Stam Biyori Shaini Mishagodla Kedusha name. So then she'll be Mut according to the Chachomim. Shibabalaz Romu, Miditonil Alamoidu Chachomel Abalaz, Bisemi Bechayov, Alma Ayribo Rabalaz, Rabalaz was also speaking about this. The time of Abachin Achan Yoso Mishumho. Now, before we go further, I'd like to say over a ha'ore that the Marsha asks on the Rosh. The Rosh says, the Rosh by us brings down a raivet. We just have to know the raivet says. The Ravid says as follows. What is the Ravid says that a yisoyme b'chayev idroshes kuf lamed zayin on the base. It is the last line of the Rosh on the second column. V'tomeisi al haravid zal. Sheyesoima bechaye ha'ov cheletzes. The Ravid said that this case, where there's no machloikis, this case, when there's no machloikis, yesoima bechaye ovia. That means the father married her off. She got a get. Now she's drusha sochi. Now she got remarried. And then the husband died. So the Ravid says that in this case, chaylatzes, she gets chalitz. Hoyel vasura lay minatoire. So the Rosh says, why should she need chalitz? She's an erva minatoire. Why should she need chalitz? So we had mentioned before, we had told L'chayr there's a poshet a chesben why she should need chalitz. If I don't learn like Rashi, and I learn that a father is v'koyech to make kedusha midarabono, so midarabonon, she's his wife, and midarabonon, she's not an erva, midarabonon we consider she's his wife. And so midarabonon, she needs chalitza. Minatoire, she's an erva. Midarabonon, she needs chalitza. So the Keraneire says this. He doesn't understand what bothered the Rosh. But the Rosh asks this for Akash. The Rosh asks, she's an erva, minatoire, why does she need chalitza? Ilav bishum. So the Rosh says, einfach. The ike man de lo yoda begerishin, osi le mishri yevome le shuk. So the Rosh is absantosanta einfal. That means maybe some people won't know that she got geget. Now she's married to him. Now yet, even though Agamor says gerishin is leikola, abo kaponim vinisht vi, there are. That means like this. The father married her off. The father married her off. Then she got giget. No, so those who are in the city, they know she's giget. Then he remarried her again. Fine. But not everyone is up to the times. And then someone comes back to the city. He sees she's married again. He doesn't know that she was giget and she remarried. She's his wife. He knew she's his wife, Minat Torah. And she's still his wife. For more all practical things, he sees she's his wife. Then, all of a sudden, the husband dies, and she's mutal l'shuk. So this person is going to have a psalmoyer dike kasha, a shame of shemayim. He knows the father married her off. He knows she's... So this person will say, Sayyavam alashuk his mutter. Usvare gedoylehi, vach amrin aler bepeek ha-chilets lo miket behave b'chalitzav, lehave b'achrozav, osil ha-mishche chalutzav l'koyin. The Lord says such a thing. If you gave me sofik, you gave chalitza to Nisha, and later we found out she doesn't need chalitza. So lo bimachis, you know the chalitza is apostle of chalitza. But not everyone will know this. So others will come back. They know she got chalitza. And they know that now she's manga koyin, so zeiskishpauta chalutzas mutala koyin. So here the same thing, there will be people who know, that she was an ashes och. There will be people that know that now her husband dies, they're unaware of the geirishin, and you'll be matal without anything, so they'll say that yevome is mutala shuk. That's why you need chalitza. That's what the Rosh says. That's how he understands the Raif. The Rosh is speaking about, according to the Chachomim, who, according to everyone, I says that means if she was Niskacho, Ayesoyme Bachaye Evio, she's Zicher and Elve by the second issues. And the Rosh says she should need chalitza, but the Rosh says people will be unaware of the geirish. Frekt marsho amir de kekash and the Rosh. Eifa started explaining Rabbeloza, that Rabbeloza holds nisuyim mapilim, and it was nesro when he gave the get. It was nesro. So the Gemara asked Akasha and Eifo, if that is the case, why do you need chalitza? Frek the Marsha, ayin berosh, v'tim tzenachas. The Rosh explained why you need chalitza. Because not everyone will be know of the Gerishin. So they'll think she's still married to him in her Torah. And she'll think, they'll think she's still married to him. Both cases she's married not to him. They'll think she's still married to him. And really there was a get, and now she's also. So Mamela, if she'll go out without chalitza, so Mamela people be mata yevom alishuk. So this kasha, the Masha asks on the Rosh, and he blives by a kasha. He doesn't understand. It's a merdike kasha on the Rosh. Let us go further in the Gemara. Boy minei Rove me Rav Nachman. Rove est a shayla to Rav Nachman. Tzoroso mahu. According to Rabbi Lozor, Tzoroso du murzeres gdoilo la Rabbi Lozor mahu. Rabbi Lozor says that if Rabbi Lozor says that if you remarry a grusha, you're not permitted to be miyabma. What is the din with the tzara? Are you permitted to be miyabma the tzara? You're not permitted to be miyabma the tzara. Tzara somal. Omalei. So Rav Nachman answered Rove, he gufe gzeira. The whole reason the murzeres is also as alza gzeira. Vanan nekem venigzer gzeira le gzeira. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, he guf a gzeire mishum yisoyma b'chaye ha'ov. So Rashi says, Rav Nachman holds like Rav Ashi, that by murzeres, by the second marriage, why can't you be miyabim the murzeres? Als a gzeire mishum yisoyma b'chaye ha'ov. That means, minatere, you could be miyabim. They made a gzeire. Is now we should ask the tzore gzeir le gzeira tzorosa otu he that will say just like that if we'll be mata the tzore will be mata her is a goof is only a gzeira. So the tzore is a gzeir le gzeira. So therefore we won't ask. So the Gemara, let's go further to the Gemara. Vasanya mishum Rabbi Lozor omru. So the Gemara says, how could you say that the tzor you allowed to be miyabim? learned in the Baraisim Shemabalosa Omru, he vitzoroso chelatzes. It says, he vitzoroso chelatzes, that the tzoro gets chalitza also. So the Gemara says, before you ask a kasha on me, let's first try to understand the Baraisa. He vitzoroso salke daitach, both of them get chalitza. Elolav. So you have to make a grace in the Baraisa. Oy he, either you give her chalitza, oy tzorosa chalitzes. Not he vitzorosa chalitzes. Is lav terutzi kometalzes. So you have to be vagreis the baraisa. You can't take it the way it says. Tritzachi he chalitzes, tzorosa oy chalitzes, oy misyabemes. This is a very shvere gemara that Tosfos Rosh asks the kashe. L'chaira, this is not a grais. He vitzoroso, we had many times, a vov can be a vov hamafrid, not a vov hachiba. It doesn't have to be a vov hachiba. It can mean he oy tzoroso. We just had at the beginning of Beis Shammai, that, v'timoyin, the end of the Achitagdo, v'timoyin v'tinosa means oy timoyin v'tinosa. In the place of Zorosh, as discussion, what's, Yemetaritze? Let us see Rashi. He chelatzes, in bo yovam lihizokik lo chelatzes, a piteres tzorosa, v'loi misyabemes. Avon niskak le tzorosa, chelatzes, a misyabemes, v'hi nifteres. Let us see Taisvis. He gufo gzeiro vanam neikem v'nigzo gzeilo le gzeiro. Perish pekontris, he gufo gzeiro mishum yesoyme b'chaye ha'ov. That the only reason you can't be miyabim the muhzeres is alf gzeire mishum yusayme b'chaye ha'ov. So now we should ask the tzore gzeire le gzeire. That we don't do. Beinir l'ri. That's not pshat. Do rav ashi u do oma lahay taime. V'loi rove. Rav Ashi was the one that said that the reason Rabbi Loza asked Murzeres is Gzeire Mishim Yusayme Bechayel. That's Rav Ashi. Rove did not say this. What did Rove say? Rove said the time is that the reason Murzeres is also, maybe people heard about the Geirishin and they didn't hear about the Chazorah. That's why you can't make Yibbe. Ela yesh lefosh, he gufa gzeire, shema yemro oilom, yibain grushes ochit, vish akul bekiyim begeirish, ven akul bekiyim bachazor, kedom rovelel. The lav davke koma gzeire le gzeire, loishayich ochit, ala kloime, eina ela isura da rabonim. Now I'd like to explain what Tosfos says, it's not shayach gzeire le gzeire. Because according to Rove, Memonavshech, what are you afraid of? If we're afraid that people heard about the Geirishin and they didn't hear that he remarried her. So Memonavshech, the people who didn't hear that he remarried her, so she's not, so the Tzorah, there's no problem whatsoever. He didn't remarry this wife and so they're not Tzorahs. So for what reason shouldn't you be miyabim the tzore? That's that. If you'll be miyabim the tzore, you'll be miyabim her. The whole reason she's also because people think she never got remarried. So she's not a tzore. The tzore is no shaykhis at all with her. The people who do know that he remarried her, so you could be miyabim her. There's no problem. So memele to say agzeire tzore oto dido, according to Rove, it's not shaykh agzeire l'gzeire. Because those who do not know about the Chazore, so she's not a Tzoretor anymore. Those who do know about the Tzore, that she got remarried, so you could be Miyabma, theoretically. So the Mishnah Baita. Shnei Achim Nisuim L'Shtei Achoyis Ktanis. Two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, married two sisters, Ktanis, Rochel and Leah. Umeis, so both of them have Kedushin Nisuim Darabonah. Umeis balo shalachas mem. Now, one of the husbands died. Is teitze mishumachis isha. So memele, so the sister that falls leibim, the rabbonon, is an erve. That means midarabonon, they're both married. Midarabonon, she's an erve. She's achayis ishtoi. Both of them are ishus darabonon. So there's no mitzvah of yibum whatsoever. V'chein shtei charshus, also the same thing. Now what is, if you have two brothers marrying two sisters, but gdoilo uktano, one sister is a gdoilo, so one sister is kedushin d'iraise, and the second sister is kedushin d'rabona. Now, meis bailo shel ktano, if the husband of the ktano died, so there's an afila liyibum midarabonon to the brother, she's an achis isha minatoire, because the brother is married the gdoila and the ktana fell a yibum, is teitzi aktana mishim achis isha. So that's no problem whatsoever. It's an afila liyibum midarabonon, she's an elva minatoire, so there's no mitzvah yibum whatsoever. But the problem arises in this case. Meis balo shel gdoila. The husband of the gdoila died. His wife is falling liyibum to his brother, who's married to her sister midarabona. Is Rabbi Leza, so we have a big problem over here. The problem is as follows. The problem is the gdoilo is zikuke to the brother minatoira. She's not an erva minatoira because her sister is a ktana, she's only married midarabona. So minatoira is adin zike. She can't become mutter leshuk because she's only an erva darabona. Minatoira, she's a skuke. Leidach gisa, the baal haktana has a problem that he can't be with his wife because she's a chayse kukosai. To give the yevome, the gedoila chalitze, also his wife will be also. So we have here a big problem. We have her two sisters which are in hot water. The gedoila is kukali yibum, you can't be miyabim her. She's not an elva minatoira. You can't give her a chalitza, you'll ask her the ktane. And the ktane is also chayse kukose. Is Rabbi Lezer oimer, so Rabbi Lezer says, let's solve all these problems. Melamdin es a ktane shetemayin boy. So we're melamed the ktana to be memain in her husband. So memelo, when she's memain in her husband, so she's oika her kedushin lemafrei. Now you meyabim the gedoyla, the nesra, because emin is oika the ishus lemafrei. So memelo, you'll be meyabim the gedoyla. That is what Rabbi Lezer held. Rabbi Gamliel oimer, Rabbi Gamliel said to teach, to entice a ktana to make miyun, we don't do this. Miyun is a very not preferable hanhoga to make. Im miyano, miyano. Listen, if she was mamayin, she's mamayin. But we won't tell her to be mamayin. V'im la, what if she wasn't mamayin? His tamtin, so we'll wait ad she tagdol, till this ktana, leya the ktana will become a gdoilo. And when she becomes a gedoilo, so then we'll see, then the issues of Shimon is a deraise, is now Rachel becomes an achis isha minatoire, v'teitzi elazum ishim achis isha. That is what Rabbi Gamliel holds. Rabbi Yeshua said, Eilo yalishtoi, Eilo yalishis ochib nebuch. It's a bitter geschäft. His wife, he doesn't have an eitzah for, he doesn't have a wife, eitzah for the yevomim. Moitzis ishtei beget, he gives his wife a get because she's a chayse kukosa, he can't be with her. Veishis ochiv bechalitze, and finished. And he lost with his brother's death, so these two women, can't remain ishtay and one can't become ishtay. Zogt Rashi, teitze mishumachis isha ptur mechalitze miyibu, meis bailo shel gdoilo, v'nofel of nebala ktano, zikoso shel gdoilo shehi minatoir. Now the gdoilo is falling liyibu minatoir, oiseres aktano olav, this house is the ktano. Dinisua mida rabono. So she's an achayse kuk of leyalima lafku izike de reise. That means the issues of the ktane cannot be mafkiye the zike de reise of the gdoila. Vahavilo achayse kukosay. So now his wife became an achayse kukosay. Umayasu, so what should they do now? So she'll be oiker the nisuin. So his wife doesn't become also kloima loyalima zike, the pirashno bepergam gamliel. Hilka. So with his wife, he has no problems whatsoever. Im miyano, miyano, v'tis yabim g'doylo, v'im lav, if she wasn't memayim, tamtin k'tane etzloi ad shetagdo, she can remain with him. And there's no problem remaining with him because Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zike. V'in yisueho gemurim, and when she becomes a g'doylo, now she'll become an ishtay minatoyre, and when she becomes ishtay minatoyre, v'teitzi alozu mishum achayis isha, and then the sister will become an erve, and she's mutter l'shuk, she's an erve. Avol mechletz l'gdoyla loy, but to give chalitza to the gdoyla now is not an eitze, the posel es haktana olo mishum achayis chalutz, like this he's going to lose his wife. Eiloy, oiloy. Moitis ishte beget, leim melam dinoise lamayin, kedem rinne bing more. Yisrachik odem iname yunim. Umeisev nami lo yos vatuse. And she can't remain with him, the ksova yezik, alateitse beget, vizuloitis yabmi, shumachais grushe, alateitse bechalitse, and you give her chalitse. So the Gemara asks Akashe, umi shori, what's pshat in Rabban Gamliel? What's that in Rabbi Lozer? Rabbi Lozer says that Malam de Mesaktana Shetamayin, you're allowed to encourage someone to make meal. Fatoni bar kapora loilam yidvak odam vishloisha dvorim. Vyisrachik mishloisha dvorim. Yidvak vishloisha dvorim bachalitze baboy sholoim baforas nedvorim. Yisrachik mishloisha dvorim, mina miyun, mina pigdoinis, mina voinois. So, mamelo, what pshat Rabbi Lozer, that melamdin es haktana shetamai, so the Gemara answers, miyun de mitzvah shani. Miyun de mitzvah is different. That means the only purpose we want her to be mamayin is in order to be to mekayim mitzvah sibu. No. If you're doing it l'tzorich mitzvah, then it's permissible. Umi shori l'lamet k'tane shetemayin yidva kodam meforish time the kulu l'kama. Let us see toisvis v'yisrachek min hamiyunim perish abein hachanano bereish pirkin v'shem goin de'ein l'kadish yisoyme. One should never marry a yisoyme till you bring a raya that she's a boigeres. I forgot one of the achayim asked, why do you have to be a boigeres? As long as she's a nar, it's also good. Don't need a boigeres. They lisrachik min amiyunim. A nar also can be my mind. V'hod etkinu lo rabono nisuin kido oma lekamo. Is this, the Goyin said that you should only marry an Isha when she's a Gedoyla. So Tosfos asks, the Gemara says, Chazal were Mesakin Nisuin for a Ktana. So why do we have to be frumer than Chazal? So, Chloime le Divrei HaGoyin, deine Daf Keches Yeshlochosh Shloyina Gobo Minek Hefke. That means, if we see the matzav, she's a yisoymetak, and there's no one to take care of, and there could be a kilkul, then chazal will mesakin nisuei katnis. But if that is not the case, stamazah, you want to marry a ktana, chas v'sholom. So Taisus says, ami mihoch ein leraya ela sholayam du lamayin, he says, the mekoyer, that the goyin says, Lisrachik mina miyunim, I mean, that's a big richuk. Our Gemara says also only that you shouldn't teach her to be mamayim. He's saying you shouldn't marry a ktana lisrachik mina miyunim. This is a gewaldike chiddush. This doesn't say in our Gemara. Look the Gemara weiter. Gufe. Tani bar kapore, loilom yedavik odom b'shloishe dvore. Bachalitze ka'abishol, desanya b'shol oima, akoynes as yivim toy l'shem noy. If a person is koynes as yivim toy, not l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah, l'shem noy, l'shem ishus, l'shem dovarach, l'shem znus. So Abishol says, Kilu poigeya be'elve v'kovu be'inai liyes avlad mamza. So Abishol says that the Torah was only matter the eishes och b'mokim mitzvahs yibum. And mitzvahs yibum is only when you're miyabim olashem mitzvahs yibum, not for other purposes. So memele, so it's very difficult to find a person who could be mekayim mitzvahs yibum kitikunoi. So memele, that's pshat, lo oilam yidvak odom bechalitze. If you make chalitze, so you know klo that you're not being nichshel in any isur. Be'avoy sholom. How do you know one should be medavik be'avoy sholom? The chsiv. Bakesh sholem v'rotfeyu. Let's see, Rashi. Yidva kodem, the first time the kulakama minei rovim, with the lichlo ye orev. Ka b'shol pek ha'cholot, ha'kenye shivim te l'shem noy. Ba'oma rababo, osye redife, redife. Siv hoche, bakesh sholem v'rotfeyu. It says, aloshen redife by sholem. Sivosom roidev tztoko v'chesed yimtso chayim tztoko v'chot. So what does Rashi say? Amar Avobo Meseches Kedushin Oshi Redife Redife Tashlem Schar Godo Lahavoy Sholem. This the Rabbein Shalom gives a lot of schar She'oichel Peireiseyem Ba'olam Hazeh Vakeren kayemes lo ilam habo, kigmilis chasode, dersiv bohu, yimtso chayim tzdoke bo ilam habo, vekovoid bo ilam haze. So you make a gzere shove, redife, redife, just like tzdoke vechesed, is yimtso chayim tzdoke vechovoid. So memele, so here also, if a person is Reidiv Sholem, it also has the same thing. Pstachoinim ask, it's a very difficult Gemara. You ask one ask a kasha, why should a person be a Reidiv Sholem? So I'll tell you, because the Pasuk says, Bakesh Sholem Beratfei. The Pasuk says that. You have to say, you know, you should be Reidiv Sholem because you get a lot of schar for it. Why do you have to give such reasons? That's not the Marsha is the Kasha. Stamazoy, the Yin Yaakov, I don't know if you've heard this Kasha, the Yin Yaakov says, Amor de Kazakh, the Yin Yaakov says that Reidiv Sholem is a mitzvah, but is problems about, because if a person wants to be Reidiv Sholem, many times he'll have to be Oisik B'divrei Sheker. Because, the Mirdik Rabbeinu Bechai, Sholem Atarotze, so then you can't want Emes. I mean, Sholem, we see who's the Reidiv Sholem, Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin, the Novus Tarabnosen, it says how he made Sholem. He's one lie after the other. This one is Mischara, this one is Mischara. A ganz above him, I said. But he was Reidiv Sholem. Al Kaponim, it's worth it. Osi Redife Redife, Al Kaponim, one should do it. Osi Redife Redife, let us see Taisvis. Avo midachsiv la'el. So Taisvah says, the Gemara wants to bring a raya that it's gewaldik, that he gets so many gewaldike zachen. In fact, Taisvah, why do you have to bring a gzeire shove? מי יאיש החופץ חיים אוהב יום על הרסטוי, צאו מרוב עשיתוי, בקי שולם ורודפיו. So it says, מי יאיש החופץ חיים, בקי שולם. So, עונג זה רשב אינו ידיעת חיים. המדרסים לא, מי יאיש החופץ חיים, למוצי דייק. דדיל מקוי עקול הפרשה, זה מי חופץ, זה מי זויכה, To chayim, you need to say l'shaydcha meiro, su meiro, ba'asei toi, tahaynu kol ha-teri kula. David HaMelech gave chayim, not on one thing, he gave chayim on kol ha-teri kula. Inami, hosom ksiv, you learn that from over there, Tzedoke Chaim v'chovet, but not only, here we want to learn, here it says Chaim. And there it says, Hosam siv tzedoke Chaim v'chovet. Le'havenavkelon me'ahukro, from the first posuk of Misha Chovitz Chaim, b'perek ha'medudishin lo'n mo'ichlo me'pesem b'ilom ha'zevaker k'yemes o'lo'ilom ha'bo. He says, this posuk, Yimso Chaim Stok of Chovet. Here we learn out that a person is zoiche hitaperus on this world and the keren kayemus leleilam abo. And the pasuk miisha Chovet Chaim, it only is speaking about Chaim. Eirich Yom. It seems from this pasuk you can learn out that klal that eichel perisem beilam azev a keren kayemus leleilam abo.